Belfast City Council has passed a motion to take legal action over flags being put up in parts of the city. The Sinn Féin motion suggested that the Department for Infrastructure be brought to court over its refusal to remove paramilitary flags and banners from lampposts. The department this morning is saying that although they have the power to prosecute, that doesn't solve the underlying issues and that they need to be mindful of the issue of community tensions. Now, just before we came on air this morning, I spoke to the Sinn Féin Belfast City Councillor, Kieran Beattie.
The motion we put forward includes banners, particularly those banners that are referencing the British Army and support for the British Army and the Parachute Regiment. It's paramilitary flags. And let's make this clear. This is not about all flags. This is about those flags or places and locations that cause hurt, that are used to create division. So it's those flags that are on interfaces, guard spaces, mixed housing estates, banners that are offensive to families and victims in the city and cause hurt.
So why does Sinn Féin not support the removal of all flags from lampposts? Either they're divisive and used to mark out territory or possibly intimidate people, or they're not.
Well, any flag, I mean, let's be clear, any flag that is used to intimidate or create division, we would support to be removed.
Any flag. But, so, for example, and let's be specific about this, if there was a community where someone lived and a Union Jack or a tricolour was put up and they found that offensive, or indeed they felt intimidated because it was put up outside their home and perhaps they're from the other side of the community, you would call for that to be removed?
Absolutely. I mean, the Irish National flag, for example, represents green and orange. So any flag that is used to create division doesn't represent that flag. Union flag itself, I mean, the name speaks for itself. It's about unity. It's not about division. So any flags that are used as a weapon and the current...
I understand what you're saying, Kieran, but you understand the angle I'm coming from, that for some people they will find a flag flying outside their home as something to celebrate, and it may
Absolutely.
Be indeed any flag from, let's say, tricolour or a Union Jack, but other people in that same street may find that difficult to deal with and will want it removed. So you're calling, Sinn Féin are saying that you would want that included in this?
No. I mean, everyone has a right to celebrate their culture. We respect that, no matter what tradition you come from. And in an ideal world, we would like to see a framework put together where flags can be addressed in a sensible way. But the reality is that framework does not exist currently. And what we have seen, particularly over the last number of months, is an increased number of flags, particularly paramilitary flags, parachute regiment flags, been flown in a way that's causing hurt. These are the flags we want addressed immediately. Certainly we will go into negotiations in the future about a future policy or framework around how we deal with flags throughout the North. But, I mean, in the interim, we need to deal with these contentious, offensive displays.
So, just to be clear, is the IRA one of the paramilitary groups whose flags the department, you believe, should take legal action on?
Well, I don't know of any IRA flags, to be honest with you. But, I mean, if there is any flags, no matter what they are, I'll say it again, if they are used in a divisive way, if they're flown on interfaces, if they're flown on mixed housing estates, if they're used to create hurt, any flag that's used in that way should
okay.
be removed.
Because I know we covered this on the programme yesterday, and some people feel this is something aimed more at the unionist community than the nationalists. So you said you had no awareness of any examples. I'm looking at an article here from the Belfast Telegraph from a couple of years ago, and it shows a D company, IRA D company flag outside Belfast Met's Millfield campus. So in that example, again, you feel that should be taken down?
Well, if people in the local community view that as offensive, certainly.
And how do you gauge that? Do you go and knock on everyone's door?
Well, I mean it's not rocket science to work out. I mean, if there's a shared space, if there's an interface, I'll give you an example. Broadway Roundabout, where I worked hard a number of years ago to come to an agreement, which was successful at the time, about having no flags around the roundabout, because it is a shared space. You have a unionist community on one side and a nationalist community on the other. In the last number of years, that protocol has been breached. It's been breached by a number of UVF flags been placed around that interface. So, I mean, a low local solutions sometimes can work initially, but the reality is there's no oversight.
Okay.
There's no way of going to apply or enforce.
Okay.
People step over the name.
We are a bit pushed for time because I know you weren't able to do this live when we were on air. So would you include hunger striker flags? Would you class them as paramilitary flags?
I say it again. Any flags that's used in a contentious way in an area where it's used to cause hurt should be removed. The Irish national flag should be displayed with pride. It should be flown in a respectful way. It should not be used as a weapon. And neither should the Union flag or any other flag be used as a weapon.
Who would remove flags that people found offensive? Who do you believe should remove them?
Well, currently the people who own the lampposts where the banners and some of these flags are on is the Department for Infrastructure. I mean, banners in Belfast, for example, and Belfast has the planning authority. They need planning permission. They need to be legal.
Well, the department have said that they need to be mindful of the broader issues, including heightening of community tension and compromising the safety of their staff. So again, they are very aware of, they believe, issues that could arise from the removal of flags in certain areas, both to heighten tensions in that area and also to put the safety of their staff at risk.
Yeah. And the contradiction in that statement is heightening community tension. The very fact is that the flags and the banners that's on their property is heightening community tension. If they weren't
so hurt, are you saying that the removal of them could not cause further tensions?
So here's an example. If you own a business in Belfast, you have to apply for planning permission to display a banner. But if you put a scarf over your face and put a banner up, it won't be removed in case you heighten community tension.
No, that's not answering the question I asked. Do you believe that by removing flags in certain areas, it could increase tensions in that area?
We need to enforce the law. There's no one above the law. I mean, do we just ignore the legal system? If we go down that road, where do we end up? The fact is we have laws, we have legislation, and we need to apply it.
Are you concerned that this and where we've brought this to today, it could mean that more flags go up as a result?
I don't see no reason why there would. I mean, if the authorities implement legislation, if people live within the law, then no, shouldn't.
So what happens next, Kieran?
Well, this will be lodged in a court of law by Belfast City Council, and it will be tested legally. And if it's successful, I assume the Department of Infrastructure will be enforced to remove the banners and some of these paramilitary flags.
You know that there will be many that will say this is not much more than a political stunt and that it won't really do anything to resolve the flags issue in Northern Ireland, in Belfast and further afield.
Yeah, and they told us that last year in terms of the dangerous bonfires. And Belfast City Council took legal action on them. What happened to them was the removal of the dangerous bonfires, those that were a threat to life and property. And to be honest with you, this year, we haven't seen that many dangerous bonfires. They've actually reduced. So people are starting to realise that they have to live within the law.
Okay, Kieran Beattie from Sinn Féin, thank you very much. 030 30 80 55 55 on the phones. Also with me, PUP Belfast City Councillor John Kyle. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vinny.
You voted against the motion. Why?
Well, I voted against the motion because it was vague. It was ill-defined. It spoke about paramilitary flags without any definition of what a paramilitary flag is. It spoke about all banners. That forcing them to remove all banners without planning permission of the Department of Infrastructure property, and that involves that's not just to do with the Soldier F. That's to do with any banner about the environment, protesting against fracking, announcing a school fete, a banner about a local fun day. So the motion was so vague. And really was a blanket ban, and I think as such would have been damaging, impossible to enforce, and it in itself is a very divisive motion.
When you say damaging and impossible to enforce, Kieran, he seemed to believe this would be fairly straightforward, and the law is the law, and he's calling for it to be upheld.
Well, I think we need to realise that we live in a country where where culture and the celebration of culture is very important. I mean, he said that himself. We need to approach this in a sensible way. The chief constable himself said that we need a bit more dialogue and common sense. And I think that he's exactly right. We need a bit more dialogue and common sense to address some of the issues. Now, paramilitary flags are wrong. I mean, I don't think paramilitary flags should be flown. I think they are intimidatory. I think that is a problem that needs dealt with.
So to an extent, you do agree with Kieran and with this Sinn Féin motion. There are elements of it that you agree with.
Yes, of course there are. I mean, you know, we've got to find a way forward here together where we can respectfully celebrate our cultures.
So why not propose an amendment to what they were calling for? The Alliance Party did that. They wanted an amendment to call for all unauthorised flags, banners and emblems to be removed. Yeah, and Naomi Long said that only the SDLP supported that amendment.
Yes, and again, which is even worse. I mean... You know, that is just an elimination of culture.
So why did the PUP not put forward an amendment?
Because we think this whole thing is untimely. It's ratcheting up.
Yeah, but you hear the slight contradiction there, John. You're saying in one way you do agree with the paramilitary flags and the tensions and the issues that can cause, but at the same time you're not willing to put forward an amendment to maybe define what Sinn Féin put forward to something that you would find acceptable.
Because, Vinny, we think the best way to do this is by dialogue and work on the ground. And it has worked. I mean, the Ormo Road protocol that was developed last year was effective. Claire Bailey herself said on The View, things have changed so much. There's a protocol operating on the Shankill. On the Shankill, you'll just see Union Jacks and Ulster flags flown respectfully. In a reasonable quantity. There's a protocol that works in the show. We believe in process that engages with communities and that moves this thing forward in an incremental way, which is a sensible way in Northern Ireland to deal with these things.
And do you think the ultimate responsibility for this does and should lie with the Department for Infrastructure?
I think the ultimate responsibility rests with politicians and communities working together to address these contentious issues. And I think that to expect the Department for Infrastructure to go in and take down every flag that's put up as the Alliance Party and SDLP suggested is ridiculous.
Of course,
that will not happen.
And a legal judgment, though, John, could take that out of your hands, out of politicians and community representatives and straight into the legal realm of things, and therefore you have no control over it.
Yes, exactly, and that is an issue. But you know, Kieran made the point that it happened last year regarding bonfires, and it has worked. Well, last year, life and property were at risk, and it was right to intervene to deal with those bonfires last year because life and property was at risk. No life or property is at risk.
So what do you believe is the reasoning behind Sinn Féin and their call for this last night in the chamber?
Well, I don't know what the reasoning was. I wasn't party to their discussions. I just think it was an ill-advised, divisive motion. George Dorian said that this is divisive and is hypocritical, and I think George got it exactly right.
Can I ask your opinion on something that came up on the programme yesterday, John? And that was with Jamie Bryce, and we were talking about paramilitary flags. The UVF commemorative 1912 flags came up. Now, some people believe that they should fall under the same category as a paramilitary flag, where Jamie was making the argument, as does other people, that it's commemorative. It does not count as the same thing.
Context is everything, Vinny. I think that there is the historic UVF flag that is sometimes flown to commemorate the Somme. I think the proliferation of flags with a UVF battalion's name on them has nothing to do with the commemoration of the Somme.
So would you call for them to be removed? Would you put them in the same category?
I think they should not be flown. I think that they should be removed. And I think that they're best removed by negotiation and debate. But I think that many people in the community are not happy with those flags being flown.
The police have sent us a statement. They say that they've noted the decision made by Belfast City Council. As previously stated, while the removal of such items is not the responsibility of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, we are committed to working with communities and partners to build a safe and inclusive society and will support DFI in the execution of their role should they request our assistance. It does go back to what we mentioned to Kieran earlier regarding the Department of Infrastructure. They are concerned that this could heighten community tension and compromise the safety of their staff. And it goes back to, if this is forced through, who is going to actually have to go up and remove these flags? We saw the tension and what happened with the removal of the bonfires last year, John.
Yes. You know, Vinny, that again is why the PUP thinks that this sort of emotion is so counterproductive. You ban things and then suddenly they proliferate. It is not the way to go about bringing change and moving this society forward. So it will heighten tensions. That is inevitable. There are elements who would react to flags being taken down. There are many people who would be offended by flags being taken down.
This could, of course...
But this is not the way to deal with it.
It could end up in the High Court in the next few days, John. So how do you stop it, if at all?
Well, I would be very surprised if a judge considers that the offensiveness or threat from a flag justifies intervention.
Okay, John, thank you for your time this morning. That's PUP Councillor Dr. John Kyle. Let's take your phone calls now, 030 30 80 55 55. Let's go to Brian in Anderson's Town. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Damien.
First call of the day, go ahead.
Well, we all know this problem happens every year. They run up to the 12th, even months before the 12th. If lawless areas want to put the flags up and banners up, let them saturate their own areas. That's their own area. They can do what they want. But when they start putting up flags and banners in mixed areas, outside Catholic chapels, Catholic schools, that's intimidation. That's intimidation.
Let's be specific. What kind of flags are you talking about? Because there's a difference, obviously, with a paramilitary flag or, for example, a country flag, a Union Jack, a tricolour, whatever.
I'm talking about offensive flags to the other community.
Yeah.
Simple. That's what I'm saying.
But you understand the question. What I mean is, you know, what is offensive to somebody will not be to another person. In fact, they may love the fact that it's outside their own home. They may have put it up themselves.
Well, what I'm saying is, you put a flag up against any the two communities. That's for two communities. It's intimidating to the other community, and that's what it's all about. Now, I've heard the word culture mentioned a few times here. And it sickens people when you have the likes of, I don't like using the word paramilitary, by the way, I have another word I used to put through the airwaves, but stick the paramilitaries in. These people are the fault. They put flags up and they go out and make money through drugs. Is that part of their culture? And also too, why doesn't the Orange Lodge make some form of statement saying that no flags, banners put up at mixed areas, outside schools, outside churches?
And what flags are you associating with them now? What flags are you blaming them for?
It's all based around the 12th, Orange 12th.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Why? For them to make the
You're including Union Jacks in that?
I'm saying
okay.
That the other, if you put a tricolour outside a Frozen school, that's intimidating. You put a Union Jack outside a Catholic school, that's intimidating.
Are we slightly oversimplifying it, Brian, in that a lot of our communities are mixed and you will not necessarily find a community where every single resident is on one side or the other?
Well,
you could have someone that lives on a street and is the only person that does not want to see a tricolour or a Union Jack go up outside their house.
Well,
but they don't get knocked on the door and a request, do you mind this?
Well, a couple of daughters live, and I say where they live. They live in a mixed area, not far from Belfast. And the people who moved in there, and I say with all mixed areas, they want to get away from all this nonsense about flags. That's why they move into a mixed area, because they know there's going to be Protestants, they know there's going to be Catholics, or whoever, Indians and so forth. It's a mixed area, and that's what they want, and that's the way they want to live. These people who put these flags up don't want But there's people left, people who moved in that area over in East Belfast, people thinking of getting a new life, they had to move out through the threat of putting a flag up, and that's intimidating. And that's, I hope the police take a hand in this now.
That's Cantrell Close you're talking about. We were discussing it yesterday.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name there. People had to move, young families had to move out of their house. Only for one reason, it's because they were Catholic.
And do you think has that happened on the other side of the community, if you flip that?
Oh, yes. It does happen. But
okay.
not in the same scale. I'm not saying, what about it? I'm not saying that.
Okay, one last question for you, Brian. If there was a legal ruling, who do you believe should actually physically take them down?
The police service of Northern Ireland, that's what they're there for.
It's not their responsibility, they've said. While the removal of such items is not the responsibility of the police service, they'll work with communities and partners, etc., and they'll assist the DFI if they ask for their help.
If you get a crowd of, paramilitaries, if I'm putting up flags and outside, inside a mixed area, that's intimidation. That's against the law. So therefore, the police take a hand and go in within hours and take the flags down. Simple.
Okay. Brian, thank you.
Okay.
Robert and Carrickfergus. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. Sorry.
Do you agree with what Brian said there? Because again, it comes down to then, this is, if you go with what he has said, it's falling in between two departments. You have the DFI, you have the Police Service of Northern Ireland. He's saying the police should sort it out. What do you think?
That should be left alone. That's what I think. They're not doing anybody harm, unlike the people that come on and brought the motion to the council. Flags don't cause harm the way the people that brought the motion do. Are dead in the past, I should have said.
Well, of course, though, and I know what you're alluding to there, but of course, that Sinn Féin is an elected party. It's one of the biggest parties here. They have a mandate. But you say that flags, they do not cause any harm.
They're not causing no harm.
So, for example, Brian brought up that example of Cantrell Close and the Catholic families that moved out of there because of what happened. What do you make of that? Do you think that is not linked?
Right, well, let me swing it round the other way. What about Protestant families that's moved off the Crumlin Road due to parades being forced off the road? There's some Protestants moved off the road. Is it not the same thing?
I'm not trying to draw a difference in that. I'm saying, are you not making your own argument then that this is, you do agree that the flag should be removed if people feel intimidated by their presence?
A flag doesn't intimidate anybody. Threat of silence intimidates people. A flag doesn't. But, Sonny, you're taking me off what I come on for.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about the hypocrisy of Sinn Féin. They're wanting the banner took down. This soldier hasn't been charged yet.
Well, let's stay off that subject and let's stay on this one.
Yes, it is the one about banners and flags.
Yes.
They were the same people who put flags up to have the Columbia Thee released when Sean Kelly was arrested.
Well, Kieran Beattie, he was on this morning and he said that he believes if anyone lives in an area and he feels like it is intimidating to have a flag outside their home, then they should have it removed, regardless of what that flag is.
Kieran Beattie also told you he never seen IRA flags. He's never seen one. He must be running about with his eyes painted on them, because they've been in the papers and everything. They company. So, what do you believe?
Well, I read that example to him, and he said, well, in that case, if that is the case, then that should be removed as well.
Funny. We all know what Sinn Féin does. Back to the SDLP and the Alliance. It's just another dig at the PUL community. That's all it is.
Okay.
And it's the same every year. They go from one thing to another thing. And they'll only be happy when we don't exist. That's all they want.
Okay, Robert, thank you for your call. Peter in Belfast next. Good morning, Peter.
Well, what I'm thinking of, Vinny, when we're talking about legality and everything else, well, you know, one of the biggest tourism things is the murals and all these things, right?
Yes.
And, you know, let's be honest, if Sinn Féin look at it or the Loyalists look at it, and both sides now, if they're talking about legally, how many of those have been given planning permission? So is Sinn Féin guy or anybody else saying, knock the murals down, take the murals, paint over the murals? Do you know what would happen if you tried to do that, apart from us taxi drivers losing millions of pounds a year?
Mm-hmm.
People come and look at those things. You know what I mean? A flag goes up forever it is, it comes down after a while. So at the end of the day, you know, if you're walking by a mural, say it's a Loyalist guy that's been killed somebody or a Republican's killed somebody, what would offend you more, a flag or looking at the person probably could have killed one of your families. And I would think
of are you making the argument that if it is good for tourism and for people to come and look at them, they should be kept up, even if whoever lives in that area is intimidated by their presence?
Well, I would never. Listen, I go down the shore road every day. There's trick cars. Those people in that area put them up. I have no problem about that. Unless it falls off a lamppost and hits me in the head with a pole, it'll not do me any harm.
Are there any flags outside your home?
No, but what
would you be happy if they're, and I'm not asking what side of the community you're on, but would you be happy if they did appear?
It wouldn't annoy me.
It wouldn't annoy you?
No. Why should it? Why should it annoy me? It's not the flag, it's what's in your head.
I know, but sometimes the argument is made, Peter, and you're well aware that flags can be used to mark out territory, to intimidate people and to make people feel that they're not welcome. And I'm not saying in every case, but in some circumstances that does happen.
Yes, but listen, if you live up the falls, they're going to put the twig colour up in their flags, which I don't have a problem about.
But how does that help us in terms of integration of areas and people being happy to live where they want to live?
Right.
It just keeps us more segregated. Say, well, don't, if you're a Protestant, don't move up the falls, because then what can you say? Or don't move up the Shankill if you're a Catholic.
Listen, I think at the end of the day, if you were to go to your doctor and say you're from the falls and you're going to move the Shankill or vice versa, I think you'd be entitled to get tips, because they obviously have mental issues.
Well, you know what I mean? I think some people would maybe find that quite offensive. Peter, thank you.